The Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard. This is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of Rebecca Lexa, today's topic is invasive species. Spring is a great time to look for invasive plants, as their flowers make them easy to identify. Spring is a great time to look for invasive plants, as their flowers make them easy to identify. While they may be pretty, these plants offer little to local wildlife other than some nectar. Their leaves and saps are often inedible to insects and other animals that have adapted to native plants. Removing invasives and planting natives will help boost your wildlife populations throughout the year. Scotch broom is one of the most pernicious invasives. This shrub can grow over 10 feet tall with small green leaves on tough, thin stems and bright yellow flowers that sometimes have spots of red on them. Scotch broom, whose main stem or trunk is less than 3 inches in diameter, should be uprooted entirely, larger than 3 inches, and it can be cut down. Gorse is also yellow flowers. However, its stems are covered in sharp spikes. You will need thick gloves to uproot smaller plants. Larger ones need to be cut down, and you may need to apply an herbicide to the stump. Dried gorse is highly flammable, so be careful when putting it in a burn pile. Yellow flag irises grow in swampy areas like ditches and around waterways. This tall plant with long spear-shaped leaves can quickly take over shorelines. It can be pulled or dug up, but be sure to get all the rhizomes at the bottom of the plant out. Daffodils aren't native, but they can be easily dug up and transplanted to pots and other containers so that they can still be enjoyed in your garden. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge.